All right, Sedano and LZ with you here. We have screwed up the clock again. Sorry.
Again. It's kind of Laura's weird, playing right? Christmas music, George. She's playing Christmas music.
I do like
music.
This last Christmas.
Is it not? Is it time?
Yes. It's December. Yeah. I'm a Christmas freak.
So which is the station in LA that always flips to Christmas music? Is it KLOS?
Coast?
Or the Coast, KOST, right. Flips to Christmas music. And they've been playing Christmas music since, I want to say, before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they were.
Really?
Yeah.
Like I started thinking about Christmas the day after Thanksgiving we put up our tree. I just stuck some lights up, as you heard when you called me up and I was exasperated.
Yes.
But I haven't started playing Christmas music full on yet.
No, I've gotten a few, like, you know, if I flip the dial, because I've got it, you know, all of my presets, right? So when I'm rolling through my presets, Coast is one of them. So occasionally it will fire up a Christmas song I like, and I'll stick with it for a few minutes. But I rarely stick through a whole Christmas song.
Now, Hold on.
I'm not done. On Thanksgiving, my wife is playing Christmas music already all day. But it's like background music. Like, I'm not really paying attention to it. But
all right,
ahead,
so,
Greg, what did you want to say?
How many presets do you have in your car?
Oh, it has a lot.
Oh, does it? Okay, because mine has six. I got six presets. I'm going to tell you right now, Coast is not one of my presets.
No. This thing, my car is, it's on an all digital situation. So it has a lot. Like, I can literally toggle on my presets between FM, AM, and my satellite radio. Like, I can put as many, I don't know if there's a cap. I don't know if there is or isn't, but I have at least 30 or 40 on there.
Okay, if you have that many, that's all right. But that's a lot.
You're fancy. I have like
very fancy.
20. Oh, I have like 48 actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait,
what are you talking about?
48. I got six.
48.
Yeah, well, because it gives you like it gives you six, and then it gives you like the FM 2, and then it's another six, and then FM 3, and then another six, and then AM.
Yeah, but I mean, like, let's be real. How often do you change between FM 1 and FM 2?
No, I actually just listen to my phone.
Yeah, I change through all that stuff all the time. Like, to set it up, I did it, but before I had this car, I would do what Laura would do. I would flip through the different versions of the presets.
It's the one. Like, the six presets, I stick to the – I got the six that I like there.
So why are you – you know what? LZ? This explains a lot. You are so rigid that you can only stick to the six presets, even though you have other tiers of the presets that you would be able to use in your car. But you choose not to use them.
You need to expand your tiers, Greg. and put the menorah away
right.
after
Laura
Hanukkah.
Laura just said she has 48 because she knows that she has different tiers to her presets in her car.
Man,
Laura,
I almost had like your back, Greg. I was like, no, wait, you're right. But then I'm like, wait, no, one, two,
she
three.
Did. She was going to have your back and then realized when she was calling me fancy that she actually may have more presets than I do.
Let's be honest. But for the most part, if I'm not listening to sports radio, I'm listening to my phone and using Spotify.
Oh, see, I don't even
use my presets. It's either
right.
It's either 710 or my phone.
Okay. Right. So I would love to hear from the audience on this preset question, because I do think that this, and by the way, feel free to chime in on the discussion that we were having overall about, without saying your age, give us something that you remember from your childhood that a younger person would not understand. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. But on the preset question, if you want to talk about this, so I've got it set up by, like, areas. So, for example, preset number one starts with, like, I start with, like, the satellite Sirius XM stuff, okay? So I got all the channels I like there, right? Those are the first 15 or 20 presets, right? It's music. I do music, like, bunched together. Then I do, like, talk bunched together, like Howard Stern's channel, and then, like, CNN and, like, the news channels and whatever. And then from there, it goes to the AM dial. And I've got 710. I've got all the news talk stations. I've got some of the sports talk stations. And then I go from there to the FM stations. And it starts with Kiss, and it works, I mean, probably another 15 stations, and I go through Power, through Real, through Coast, through K-Earth. I go through K-Rock, the other alternate station, 98, whatever. Like, I've got a Spanish station in there. I got all sorts of stuff. So that way, whatever I'm in the mood for, there is not a time on my presets. Oh, well, I shouldn't say never, but there is it's very rare that I roll through my presets and don't find something that I like.
Huh. Yeah, it's just me and Siri in the car. You know, either my podcast or, you know, depending upon what time of day I'm in the vehicle, depending upon which vehicle I'm driving, depending upon where I'm going to, that dictates what I'm listening to.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Because I'd love to hear what the audience's preset situation, because clearly if you're listening to us, you have a preset situation. Unless you're listening on the app, which we appreciate as well. And by the way, if you live in like the Inland Empire where it's tougher to hear us at night because of the time change and all that, you can stream the app in your car. And you can do that too if you've got
a
Bluetooth device. And you can hear us.
Download the podcast.
Clear radio. For those that are obviously listening far away that have the deep crackles late at night. But anyway.
Does that ever happen to you where you're listening to the app and then you go to your car and your app just turns on to the car instead of turning it over just the 710 dial?
Yeah. So it happens to me on my phone all the time. And for whatever reason, it defaults to one Spanish song. and it always defaults to this. So, and it's got like a blaring open to it. It's like horns and stuff. And I almost cursed again. It's like horns. It's like, ban it. And it's like a real like loud Spanish song. It's called Abusadora.
Ooh.
And Laura, are you familiar with that song?
I'm not going to sing
it. Que hiciste abusadora, que hiciste abusadora.
I'm not sing it.
No, we're not singing. You got calls.
That's what my phone, for some reason, Greg, always defaults to whenever I put the Bluetooth on. Only when I plug it in. If I just do the regular Bluetooth, it doesn't. All right, we got plenty of calls. We'll hit them up on the other side at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Giannis to the Lakers. Not as far-fetched as you think. We'll explain why. We're back in 3.5 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There it is, Wilfredo Vargas, Abusadora. That pops on every time I turn on my car if the phone is plugged in into the system, you know, where it blares the music on Bluetooth. But only if it's plugged in. For whatever reason, if it's just on the Bluetooth, it doesn't, for whatever reason, default to this song. But you hear how loud that song is. Start it again. Just imagine getting in your car. Hold on, lower. So imagine you're getting in your car, right? And it's quiet, whatever. And then you sit and you turn on the ignition and then... That's loud. I mean, listen, I'm a loud person. I understand this. But it still gets me even occasionally. Like, damn it, that damn song.
Scared the crap out of it.
I like it, though.
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
But yeah, but it is
Latinos, we do things loud. I mean,
yeah, it is very loud, though. It is very, very loud way to start the car. Real quick, LZ, before we get to the calls, we got a lot of people full board, 877-710-ESPN. So, Giannis, let me just explain what the hell's going on here. So, Giannis did another one of these interviews overseas, and he did it with a Greek outlet. The Greek outlet is called Cosmo TV, and he was asked about his basketball life, right?
Yeah.
And he said this quote, "If LeBron, KD, or AD wants to join me in Milwaukee, I'll be happy. I don't care about being number one, number two, or number three."
Okay.
Then the other quote is, "Kobe told me to sacrifice if I want to win and be great. LeBron is the best player in the world. MVP is another story. I can tell that he is the best and my idol. He is 17 years in the league." Now, granted, Let's be rational about this for a second, and then we can be irrational.
Okay.
Rationality says this is being transcribed in another language, from another language, okay? And now he did say that he would want those guys to come to Milwaukee, so it's almost implying that he's staying in Milwaukee. However, the fact that he did say, I'd be happy being a one or two or a three because I care about winning, makes you go, wait a second. And then he invokes Kobe's name about sacrifice. So it has left the door open for the internet to speculate, because this has all been written in Greek and people are trying to translate this.
It's all Greek to me.
And suspecting that he may join the Lakers. Now, I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but we do remember, LZ, you and I played a cut from an interview from USA Today. He was at some, I don't know, some like marketing event or something like that for JBL, the speaker company. And the young lady from USA Today asked him about playing with his brothers at some point in his career. And here's what Giannis said. Here's the clip that we have of it. Okay, Laura has it. She was answering
a call.
No, it's okay.
Very, very quiet.
Laura was answering a call. It's okay. Look, she's multitasking. That was my bad. Laura, do you have the sound?
Going on.
Okay, you don't have the sound. It's okay.
Sweet Jesus, Laura.
No, it's not her fault. I didn't tell her what we were doing.
Whose fault is it? I need to blame someone. Can you give
me
a target?
Blame it on me.
Blame me.
You're boring, though. I'm going to blame Greg.
Yeah.
Damn it, Greg.
So here it is. So Giannis was asked about playing with his brothers. And he did say this, though.
And I'm 100% sure my mom would love that. But if we could, like, team up in a team in Milwaukee, L.A., whatever, that'd be awesome. But if we could, like, team up in a team in Milwaukee, L.A., whatever, that'd be awesome.
I mean, he did say L.A. a lot of times.
He did.
I mean, he really only said it once very quickly, but we have made it sound like he said it multiple times, yes.
Okay, where was he born?
Greece.
Yes, Athens.
Yes.
To be more specific, which is right off the water.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to vacation there quite often.
Yes, he does.
Which means he probably likes it there.
Yes.
So if you had an opportunity, George, to make millions and millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, and compete for a championship, or let's just say, let's not even make it about sports. If you had an opportunity to work for the number one company and win all the Emmys and all the awards, Pulitzer's, everything, and make the same amount of money and be in an environment that you're comfortable in, would you say no to that?
No, I would absolutely not.
So why are we expecting Giannis to, who was born off the coast, who clearly loves, you know, Greece and loves that environment, that climate, the way that it feels, the culture of it all. Why would we assume that wouldn't play a factor into where he would want to sign his next long-term deal?
I would think so. I mean, look, the only difference is $82 million, which isn't a small amount of money.
It's not a small amount of money for the 80s or 90s or even 2000s.
Right, but by the way, just so people know real quick, $82 million is the difference if he signs with another team or he stays with Milwaukee.
He can certainly sign a short-term deal and be creative with his agent to find ways to sort of make up for it on the court. But I would also add, off the court, he will put himself in position to make just as much, if not more, money. Plus, if the ultimate
I don't think an international player can do that. I could be wrong. I'm saying in the domestic market, maybe worldwide, globally, yes, maybe he can make up for that. I don't think in the U.S. he becomes that popular. I don't think that. I think it elevates his popularity, but not to the point of making $82 million back.
Maybe not strictly in the U.S., but the highest paid athletes in the world aren't in the U.S.
Sure. The
highest paid athletes in the world who are not in the U.S. don't make the most of their money on their field or on their court. They actually make it from the endorsements.
Right.
You know, Roger Federer's number one. He hasn't played basically the entire year, and he just racked up like $300 million or something ridiculous like that. So,
sure,
a good agent can monetize you, and he's as international as any player we have in the league, so there's no reason to think that he won't be able to make that money up if he preferred to be in a climate and in an environment that reminded him of home, which to me leads him either to L.A. or to Miami, not Dallas, maybe Golden State, though the climate obviously is not the same. But any of those other teams that has money, you're going to need more than just money to get Giannis.
Yeah, no, I agree. You got to be able to win. Like, he wants to win. You got to be able to win. That seems fairly obvious. Yeah, that exactly. seems fairly obvious. All right, we got people on hold who want to talk about this game we've been playing today. Without saying your age, what's something you remember from your childhood that a younger person would not understand today? Let's go to Steve in L.A. Steve, what do you got?
Yes. When kids were little, like, remember the foam courts on the wall, the jacks? Having
yeah.
an extra long jack so you could walk around the whole house with the phone in your hand.
Oh, yeah. The
oh, yeah. No dumb, man.
It had to be like 50 feet so you could just walk from anywhere.
right. This was pre-cordless phones. Yes, that is a great
yeah.
point.
So
yes.
The wall jack, real long wall jack. They don't understand that. I try to tell my kids nowadays, they're like, what? Why?
No, that's
Thank
good.
You,
that's
Steve.
A good one.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Seoul in Playa del Rey. Seoul.
People will not understand if you try to explain to them AOL, America Online.
And no CDs way.
Get the CDs with the 10,000 free minutes of
yeah.
internet. And
yeah.
It was such
you know
a
what?
Weird thing, even looking back on it.
You sound like the kind of brother that still has a MySpace account. Is that true?
I deactivated it 2 years ago.
That's so funny. But you're right. We used to get CDs, and you would get 10,000 whatever hours, and then it would charge you whatever it was, you know, I don't know, yep. 19, $9.99 or whatever. And it was over. Speaking of the last dude with the phone cord, and thank you, Saul, for the call. Appreciate it, buddy. You'd have to it had to be plugged in to the phone jack, and your modem would dial straight through your phone line, and it would be like, it sounded like a fax machine, basically. If you don't know what that is, kids, it sounds like this.
It sounded like science fiction personified. Yeah.
And then it would connect and go, you've got mail. And
George,
then you would check your email.
You just reminded me of something I know kids won't know about. Remember those companies that would give you 50 CDs for like a penny?
Yeah.
On TV?
Right, and then they would charge you a lot of money later.
Yeah. But you were excited about that penny or sometimes yeah. it'll be in the TV guide, which is something
yeah.
else you don't know about, the TV
right.
guide.
There was an actual guide for what, on like a written guide that we had to look at to know what was on TV because there was no guide on your television
there was,
back
there
then.
There was no guide. You needed yeah. it to be sent to you in the mail once a week.
Right.
Oh, my That's God. We were in the dark ages.
So old. Craig in L.A. Craig, what's up?
Yeah, how's it going, guys? 48 presets is crazy. Just saying that. And then something from my childhood, I remember having to burn CDs. You would download it from LimeWire,
yeah.
transfer
yep.
it over to iTunes.
No. Wait, Craig. You would okay. burn it because we'd be stealing the music. We all did it.
Yeah, we stole it every single day of our lives.
Yes.
But
yes.
Yep. for some reason, the songs that were, I guess, virus or whatever, they would play a recording of Bill Clinton as president. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I do not know why. I don't know if you guys remember that. But
I don't remember that, but that's funny.
Half my songs would be the actual song, and then every once in a while I would get my fellow Americans. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, and ridiculous.
That's a great, thank you, great call.
Great,
great
call.
Bill Clinton impersonation.
I don't
as
know
well.
That he was at LimeWire, guys. I'm sorry. I don't buy it.
You don't
what?
Buy it?
No, I think he was somewhere else, if you guys know what I mean.
Oh, not you're saying that. Like Pornhub or something.
Yeah, I don't think he was that. I've never got that, and I was
yeah.
on that website.
I didn't get that either, but I worked with mostly Napster. I did do a little LimeWire back in the day. But let me grab Derek in Pasadena. Derek.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah, the multiple presets is crazy. I got like 6 on FM, 2 on AM, and then... for back in the day, I got to go with pagers and the importance of cell phones.
Oh, yeah. 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 Pagers were a whole different ballgame. And we had codes for things on pagers.
Codes
it was wild.
On pagers.
Yeah. Yeah. Derek, thank you for the call.
That is
why
awesome.
Why are the last two callers both rigid like Greg on their presets?
I feel attacked. Don't judge me because I like options. Okay.
Yeah. I'm an option.
It's just the
person.
Type of car. You know, you just got to. This is just
no,
what we got.
There are
the radio.
Different tiers to the presets.
Ooh,
why not use
tiers.
All the options available to you? Yes.
I don't even know how many tiers of presets I have because I don't even use them.
Right. Well, you don't
I might have 1,000.
Right.
I should go out there and check.
You should check, actually. All right. We'll take more of your calls. 877-710-ESPN. We're having some fun with that. 877-710-3776. You can also weigh in on the Giannis stuff if you'd like as well. But coming up next, I'm going to ask you a very specific question, LZ.
Okay.
Who has more pressure on them this coming season? The Lakers or the Clippers? We'll discuss that next. We'll take more calls. Final segment coming up. Sedano and LZ.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Back in 2 minutes. Yeah, yeah. Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. Huh?
Wait, is Mark Anthony Kay coming on?
No. It's not.
I do.
We're done with Mark Anthony Kay this week.
Because Sedano likes to sing here.
Oh. I do. But I can't hit the notes.
Oh, no, you can't.
Like Craig Mack. Yeah, I definitely can't hit the notes.
Where is he now? Where is the little black British guy?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know. That is a great, great, great question. I don't know what he's up to. He's a one-hit wonder, right?
He is, though I think he's got other hits elsewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like I said, I think he's British.
Right. In London, right. Yeah, in Europe. Yeah.
Because, remember that guy Craig James?
Yeah,
he had,
I do remember Craig James.
So he's big in Europe.
Yeah.
And I thought he died or something. Craig Davis. Yeah, that's right. His name. Thank you. Yeah. I thought he was dead or something, but apparently he's still
We also
big
had Craig
London,
Ferguson, so. Also a British import that was a late night talk show host. I mean, if we're just doing Craig's from the UK.
Craig's from the UK?
Yeah. Craig's from the UK for 500, Alex. Oh, I can't believe I said Alex. That's never going to stop.
Oh, man. It's never, and nor should it, nor should it. Just because they're no longer with us doesn't mean we can't use their catchphrases anymore.
Yeah. I heard the Kings broadcaster, the guy who does the Kings broadcasts, LA Kings, the hockey team, could be
Alex Faust.
Yeah, the new host of Jeopardy. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I would much rather go with, what is it, Kenneth Jennings or whatever the guy is?
Yeah, the guy who's interim host at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, like he won like 95 times in a row. Obviously, this is his jam.
Yeah.
And he's got a decent enough personality.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. But it would be kind of cool for a sports person to have it.
I'm indifferent.
No, you're not feeling it? I was going to say you want an intellectual, but we don't know that Alex Faust, is that his name, Greg?
Yep, Alex Faust.
We don't know if he's an intellectual or not. You're an intellectual and you work in sports.
I don't think of myself an intellectual. I just know some stuff.
You do know stuff. You know lots of stuff. Can we get you to host it? You want to host it?
But I have a lot of ratchet tendencies, George, and that really counteracts stuff. Any sort of intellectual label you may want to give me?
That is such a great word, right? Ratchet. And the fact that you mentioned that you put it with ratchet and tendencies and you put them together, I think that's even better, with you.
I mean, I showed you all the roaches I kept in my ashtray.
I know.
I'm not an intellectual. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, you can be an intellectual and also be, frugal. Ratchet? Is the best way to describe it. Yeah. And ratchet, yes. Real quick, before we get to the calls to wrap up the show today. More pressure on them. And we can talk about this more tomorrow. But more pressure on them. Lakers or Clippers going into this season?
Yep. I would say the Clippers.
I agree. Easily. I think that even though there's an inherent pressure being the Lakers and trying to win championships, I think that the whole Clippers blueprint could be over this year if they flop again.
Dude, you just put it this way. You basically said Doc Rivers is the reason why the Clippers have fallen short. You fired him. You didn't really blow up your roster. You bring in Serge. You just re-signed Reggie Jackson to the minimum. I know they made one other move, but I can't think of it because it's not really consequential. The fact of the matter is they made no aggressive roster changes. So they think it was about the coaching. And they're betting all those first-round picks all that money, all of those eggs in that one basket with Kawhi and Paul George and to a lesser degree Serge Ibaka on the gamble that the issue was Doc. When you have a history, a 50-year history of never making it to the Western Conference Finals, and you've decided after processing everything, after blowing a 3-1 lead, that the problem was the head coach. If they're wrong, George, they could lose not just the players, but all those picks.
Yeah.
Everything they gave up to get those picks. Where if you're the Lakers, worst case scenario, you don't repeat. Which, oh, right. By the way, most teams don't.
Right. I mean, honestly, there's only been, I think historically, there's like 7 or 8 teams that have only done it. You know what I'm saying? Like now, right. Those 7 or 8 teams have done it a couple times, most of them.
Yeah, we can name them, what? But, the Warriors, the Pistons, yeah. The Lakers.
The Heat.
I don't think Boston repeated.
Bulls.
At least not recently. The Bulls.
Not recently, but they did back in the day. The Bulls. Back in the day. The Spurs did not. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. That's it. That's not bad company. But if you lose your future and your present.
Yeah.
I mean, damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, they have way more pressure.
It's crazy. 100% agree. 877-710-ESPN. Let's go to Michael in L.A. Michael, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you going?
What's up, bro?
All good, buddy.
What you got for us?
All right. Not showing my age when your mama tell you go get a switch. Kids probably Ooh. Have no
teeth. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, exactly. Bro, and don't get one that's too small because then she's going to go out and get one that's better.
Yeah, you don't want none of that. Yeah.
So Michael, in our household, we didn't have the switch. We had belts in my household. And my childhood best friend, his dad was even worse because my dad would just grab whatever belt. My childhood best friend's dad would make him and his sisters line up and pick the damn belt he'd hit them with. Like he'd be like, pick the belt.
Yeah.
I'd see this and I'd be terrified for them and pick a damn belt to hit them with back in the day. I mean, our parents were crazy.
Listen, you got lucky if my mama told you to go get the switch. You see what I'm saying? That was lucky.
Right.
Because most of the time it was whatever she found or the razor strap. It was all over with. You didn't want none of that.
Who you said razor strap?
Oh yeah.
Damn.
On the back of the door. Listen, they kept that on the back of the door with the hot water bottle. You get some of that, too. That cord off the hot water bottle will tear you off.
Oh, wow. Michael, and we used to get the extension cord, too.
Yeah.
Mike. My second thing was, though, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
About the game. I don't think the matchup with the two basketball teams, New Jersey, should play yet. They shouldn't play until everybody's healthy, and it'll be a good matchup, so no excuses.
Right. Wait, are you talking about the Nets?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I for a second, because you said New Jersey, and I'm like, what?
The game that didn't make no sense. I'm sorry. Y'all were talking about the game that didn't really make a good matchup.
For Christmas. Gotcha.
I don't think that would be a good matchup this early. You see what I'm saying? Because it'd be too many excuses.
Yeah, I feel you. Thank you. All right, Michael. Thank you, man. Happy holidays. All right, we got to go to Crosstalk. Those of you on hold, my apologies we didn't get to you, JD and Danny. We will try to get to you tomorrow. We'll have some more fun tomorrow. Hopefully you can chime in, but we appreciate you listening. Thank you, Chris, and it is time for Crosstalk. You're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, the Scott Kaplan Show coming up here in a second. So the Wall of Fame that Chris is referring to that's in the video that's posted on ESPN Los Angeles when I was doing the pre-show video today is actually something my wife concocted because I hate taking pictures. But here's the thing, and I think we've kind of talked about this before, is that, Cap, is that at these games, you know this, you do sidelines, right? Like, there are professional photographers there taking pictures when you're doing these interviews. So what happens is the NBA's professional photographers always send me the pictures of when I'm doing the post-game interview with LeBron or Kawhi or Giannis or whoever, right? So I had all these pictures of my phone, and my wife's like, you know, your office is really bare. Like, you should put these pictures up in your office. And I'm like, all right, fine. So I put them up in my office. So I did the video surrounded by these mixed tiles of these pictures from the different games I've covered over the years or whatever. And so it's in the office. It's not in my bedroom. It's not in the hallway. It's not, you know, Greg thought it was in the entrance when I walk into my house. I'm not, I hate taking pictures. I wouldn't be that vain. So it is hidden in my office, which is on the, literally next to the garage, okay? That's where my office is. That's where I rank in this household, that my office is literally next to the garage.
By the way, it looks really cool. Now, did your wife take the pictures from your phone and then send them to whatever company or app or whatever it is that turns this around and turns these into, because they look like the kinds of things that, like, you could Velcro on the wall, you know?
Right. So yeah. They're called mixed tiles, and mm-hmm. you can go to their site. You can do it right from their from your phone, right? And you upload the pictures, and they will send you a little, like, I don't know. I think they're a little, they're like 12 by 12, 12 inch by 12 inch. They're like a foot long and a foot wide, and it's a square. And yeah, and they have the pictures on there for you. And yes, it's not Velcro. It's almost like an adhesive in the back. But yeah, you rip off the strip and then you put it on the adhesive. And the adhesive is strong enough to hold, but yet you can move them around if you need to. I wouldn't suggest moving them around a ton because the adhesive will eventually go away. But yeah, that's the deal. And you can see it on the ESPN Los Angeles Twitter account from the video I posted about our topic of the day or du jour today that we've been having fun with all day.
Yeah, it looks like.
Was there anyone whose image, the picture wasn't that great, but because you like the person in it, you put it up anyway?
So the Greg Popovich interview, that's my Twitter avatar, okay, is the most, like, it is my crowning achievement, I think, as a sideline reporter in the NBA, that I got Pop to crack, okay? and I don't, honestly, other than Sager, I've never seen anyone else pull it off, to be honest with you, from that position. Now, granted, like, Jeff Van Gundy has done it before and gotten him to crack, but I'm talking about, like, actual sideline reporter. So that picture on my avatar, LZ, was sent to me by our friend Michelle Beadle, who was back in the studio watching it in real time, because, you know, those interviews are recorded. And she sent me a text, was like, bleep, yeah, you nailed it, you did it. And because I was texting back and forth with her going like, oh, man, I think I'm going to try to get him. This is what I'm going to do. And we were having fun because I know she knows him. So she sent me that picture. So it is not a great quality, but because it is me and Pop and we're smirking at each other and just kind of staring each other in the eye, I still thought it was worth putting up. But no, I would say most of them are really good quality. They were so nice that I decided to take some personal pictures of with me and the kids and the family, and we've now developed some of those as well.
So those are now on the Wall of Fame. See, this kind of looks to me like you ever go into a good Jewish deli and like every single square inch of the wall is a framed picture of somebody who'd been in that deli?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
See, this could be like a Cubano, yes. Like I'll have a medianoche sandwich. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
It could be. So if I ever open up a restaurant, I would just have these mixed tiles everywhere. So there you go. I actually, you know what? I can. There is a great picture of me, Key, and LZ at the ESPYs. And I think in the next batch, I'm going to get that one done so I can have one of me and LZ in there as well, too.
Wait, hold on.
I haven't seen LZ in a long time.
We're not on the Wall of Fame now?
Not yet, because they're only just the NBA pictures. And then I did the second batch I did was the family. So the third batch will be just all the radio stuff and the fun stuff we've done on radio over the years.
LZ, do you have any pictures of you in action that you would actually have turned into a tile and then post it on your walls? I mean, is there anybody that you've interviewed that somebody took a shot of and you're like, you know, there's me with this person and look how cool that is. I'm going to put that in on a frame.
I'm going to really give you a snapshot of who I am in about 5 seconds. I was having a conversation with my husband earlier today about how I have no idea where my Emmy is. And I, you know, may have collected another one. And I don't know if it's going to arrive or not because it may have been delivered to an old address.
That's funny. That's great. So, I too, yeah, that is so, you though, so because no. You've also lived in so many places.
Right. So no, Cap, I don't have those pictures up. I don't even know where my damn Emmy is. So it's just, I just kind of do stuff and I just keep it moving and I don't really pay attention that much. Yeah.
But again, I would be I am the exact same way. If my wife would not have said to me, you're really doing a poor job of not documenting the stuff you do. And I was like, all right, cool. You're right. So she told me, here's this thing. I've used it a couple of times. You should use it. And so she gave me the site. I went to it and I started putting pictures there. But yeah, like to Elsie's point, I once won an Emmy. It's not in this house. I'm pretty sure it's in one of two places. It's definitely in Miami, and it's either in the condo that I rent out to someone else now, that it's probably in some closet in a box somewhere that they allow me to keep there, or it's in my storage unit in Miami somewhere. But there is an Emmy somewhere.
Storage unit. Oh my God! I wish I owned storage units. Storage unit is the greatest business ever.
Oh my God! I spend $200 a month to put junk in there. It's the dumbest thing ever for me.
You just said that, and I'm thinking to myself, how much stuff do you have in Miami that you think eventually you're going to need to go down there and get and move to wherever? And when you really finally ultimately get down there, how much money will you have spent on that storage unit? I love storage units. I love the TV show Storage Wars, and yeah. I would love to own storage units.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So pre-pandemic, we were going to go. We always go to Miami to see my mom and my sister and them. We usually go Christmas. We alternate, right? But we always went in March during spring break time, right? We'd go there because my daughter was, you know, had just started school, so we'd always do that. We'd take that week and maybe take a few extra days and go. So we were going to go again in March to Miami. We had booked the trip. It was going to be the end of March, first week of April. And we had planned we were going to empty that thing out and give it all to Goodwill or Salvation Army, because there's one right down the street from the storage unit. And we're just going to load it in a U-Haul and take it all to the Goodwill or whatever. And then the pandemic hit. So now I've been stuck for the last 9 months paying $200 a month on this damn storage unit I was going to get rid of before the pandemic.
It's crazy. And I'm such a – now, I just told you how I feel about myself in terms of, you know, my own accomplishments, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But when it comes to my family and friends, I don't throw away anything. So my storage unit literally has, like, crayons from when Isaiah was, like, 5. I have, like – old tennis rackets that I've won a tournament in with, playing doubles, and
it
reminds me of my doubles partner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have almost every single credential.
Me too.
I've ever been credentialed.
Yep.
You know, but they're in the storage unit. Exactly.
Right.
Things that are actually out are like my wedding pictures, some pieces I may have picked up that meant something, like in Cuba or like in Paris or something like that, that I just want to remind myself of. But like just pictures of me with famous people, I don't have. And I actually regret it because I have been around famous people before, you know, presidents on down.
Yeah.
And I've never taken the time to take photos with these people.
I know. And now then George's wife, George, your wife is such an angel for doing this for you.
Yeah.
By the way, it's why I'm not married, just to be clear. Like, had my wife done that for me, I'd still be married, guaranteed, 100%.
Wow.
Just that alone would have sealed the deal.
There you go.
It just would have shown me how much she supports me and thinks that what I do is cool and worth creating wall tiles for. You know, I just think that's a real sign of support.
That's
George.
What I want, baby. I want a wall tile love. Yeah, I want exactly. A woman to love me.
Real love. I'm searching for that wall tile love.
Wall tile love, baby. Why is this wall naked? Yeah. What kind of relationship is this that this wall has been naked all this time?
Well, speaking of famous people, Cap, I know you've got a loaded show tonight. What are we looking at?
So I'm going to start off talking about the Rams and what happened this past weekend against the 49ers, because I wasn't on last night. So I want to give you some initial thoughts, because I just know the way it goes when you lose and you lose a division game at home against a backup quarterback. It's panic city. And even Sean McVay talking about, you know, being questioned about, might he consider benching Jared Goff? And, you know, quarterback's got to play better, can't turn the ball over. I'm going to start off with the Rams. Chris Myers, who called the game on Fox, will be with me coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. And then I'm going to dedicate the 8 o'clock hour to Jim Gray's new book called Talking to Goats. Have you guys heard about Gray's new book?
Yeah, I've heard it. Yeah, I've heard about it.
So Jim's going to come on tonight. I told him, I said, dude, this is not a 10-minute or a 15-minute deal. You need to block out an hour because I've got so many questions about his relationships with Tyson, Ali, Tom Brady, Kobe Bryant, LeBron. I mean, the list goes on and on. So I'm going to talk to Jim Gray quite a bit in the 8 o'clock hour. So I hope everybody's going to stick around because, George, I just had to set my DVR to Spectrum Sports at 8 o'clock tonight to watch this podcast with LeBron that you've been talking about.
Right.
So I want everybody to stay here and do what I do. Set your DVR, and then you'll watch that later.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Listen to Cap, and then, of course, after you're done, watch it on Spectrum. Watch our friend Allie with our sort of friend Richard Jefferson, who is joining us tomorrow, by the way. He has confirmed for 4:30. Mm-hmm. But that sounds like a fantastic show. Jim Gray, Chris Myers. Send my best to Chris Myers. I have not seen him or spoken to him in many years. But like you and I, Cap, he comes from the same area where we grew up. And I worked with him at Fox many, many years ago. Send him my love, okay?
I will do it. You got it. Have a great night tonight, guys.
All right, man. You too. Have Thank a great show. LZ, excellent work as always.
You too, my friend.
Greg and Laura, great job. Thank you guys for tuning in, calling in. Thanks to Allie Clifton. Thanks to Kirk Morrison for joining us tomorrow on the show. Richard Jefferson at 4:30. Momo for the whole 5 o'clock hour because we may have a schedule release tomorrow. And then DeMarco Farr at 6:15. Thank you guys again. Have a great night. The Cap Show is coming up next. Scott Kaplan, fantastic show. Keep it locked to 710 ESPN.